reference it for your own notes.
Yes.
So just a little introduction. This is just basically a tutorial. This is a glorified tutorial. So we're using our double brains to bounce off if you're stuck or you need some ideas.
Yes.
But if you've got an idea and you know what you're doing,
yes,
then win-win.
Good.
So we're just getting everybody just to basically tell us about what they think they're going to do and
yes,
how they're going to do it, and show us pretty things or things.
What I will do is another story. So I did do these three things just out of my everyday photos, inspiration.
So yeah, and you've got the everyday as a theme.
Yes,
to the everyday was while we're away.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Here, I was not sure about the word.
Joy, I don't know. Cozy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cozy.
Cozy, yeah. Fruitful.
What does cozy translate in?
Cozy.
Into Swiss.
That is exactly the thing. I have a word which I would use.
Put that in instead.
Gemütlich.
You should put that. Put that better.
Yeah, gemütlich.
That sounds cozy already.
I saw in the dictionary, because I use it every day, the dictionary,
yeah,
because I need to look up so many words. Gemütlichkeit is even in English speaking people,
yeah,
they even use it. I don't know.
Say that again, let me try.
Gemütlichkeit.
Gemütlichkeit.
Gemütlichkeit. Sorry, don't know.
You
no,
all
now
instantly
on the
changed
head.
It.
On the head, sorry.
Yeah.
So these are three very different flavours here.
Yes.
So, do you want to tell us about each flavour?
Yes. I have... That it was funny when I did these two boards. I got the feedback also very different. For this I gave myself the feedback.
Yeah.
But the photos, my favorite and the least favorite, were really like very different, you know, this traffic, devices, laundry, this and that. And this is more the cozy. And I got here the feedback, warm, cozy, natural, wholesome, nature, etc. So this comes more from here and here. And this comes more from here.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know?
So this is more sort of the mundane, like the...
Yes.
The chores.
The drudge. The
urban,
yeah.
Everyday life, how do you say, everyday life, a bit like annoyances also.
Annoyances,
yeah.
Humdrum.
Yeah, exactly.
Tasks that I must accomplish.
Exactly.
So that one's more born from the mundane. This is more born from the sort of more the feeling and the
nature feeling, warm, cozy
of the everyday.
Yeah.
What
so
are you drawn to more?
I like this very much, the feeling, but I know I go this direction.
So is there any way then that we can combine the feeling with them needs to?
So
cozy's out.
Cozy's out. Oh yeah, I don't know yet. No. It depends a little bit. As my idea is, this is now, I don't have an idea, but
you can,
my direction is, like I said to you already, is a bit like something activism.
Okay.
But still, it has to be me. It is not extreme like others are.
Yeah.
It is
it's not left or right wing or
subtle,
left wing.
Exactly.
It's not for the masses.
No. And also something which is a bit gentle. So it has to, maybe it has to do with the other two, cozy, nature, a bit gentle.
So when I think of cozy, gentle activism,
I
think people that sit down in protests.
Silent protests.
I think of silent protests.
Yeah.
I think of women. I think of Greenwich women. Was it Greenwich?
The fire.
Women. No, it's back in the 60s in Britain when they were putting nuclear plants.
Mm.
Okay.
And these women all came together and they formed a chain.
Yeah.
Day after day.
Yeah.
Non-speaking, just gentle,
yes.
children.
Yes.
You know, And that was far more effective, again, as a protest than violence and, and thingy. So in a way, I kind of think of with activism, you might want to look at areas of where, you know, especially like sort of, I guess it's sort of Tibet and Buddhist where they do protests, how, you know, how they
silent
protest, like different way activism is done in a gentle way, you know, activism done as a passive activism, but is yet still as powerful. So that might be
because that might be an angle
to look at,
either like that or what I like also, because for me it's very, for me maybe what that is a bit the background, I would like to show all the spots which I think in town should have a zebra crossing.
Okay.
But
You know, because there are so many, hundreds. So that is a bit my thing.
So how could you do it in a creative way?
So that's why also photography is always a bit appearing, because of the places. How else can I show that? But still, I would like to include the activism element. And that would be maybe me or somebody else or a group doing something on these spots.
Yeah, totally.
Crossing with something, or I already had this idea with a zebra crossing.
Zebra crossing. Exactly what I saw.
And then somebody takes a picture.
Yes, totally. You know?
I love that.
And then also, you know, making
signs.
Maybe.
But again, whether you show them or not, but if we're experimenting and creating visual communication.
Exactly.
Then
with different elements.
Exactly. So before you even get out on the streets and photograph and things like that, there'll be a thing of like making, looking at what,
what
is visual communication happens in activism.
Yes.
So making banners, you know, maybe sign making posts. Stickers. That you put up everywhere. You know, like little graffiti, like street.
I see this here. Yes, exactly that. Or, for example, I did already try a little bit like with cardboard, little zebras at each, just on the floor, small one. Just to make people
like
think,
a quick
what is this zebra now? Just spray. Small zebra spray.
I don't know if you've noticed some drains around the island have little fish.
The blue one.
Fish, and that means that that drain is going directly to the sea. So don't put any
That's
really quite relevant. I quite like that.
So in some ways as well, Nina, you know, maybe would you be taking on like a sort of graphic design edge as well, like creating leaflets and information about this, you know, like QR codes so that people can come onto a be pulled together and be like, this is what this is about, you know, like to basically promote the campaign. You know, that will definitely be, I think it's a great idea, and I think the idea is there.
For you to have like the tortoise project, you know, the big tortoises around the island, and you just march around the island with your zebra. This is where we need to cross.
Or again, all dressing as, we all dress up as zebras. And do some
zebra.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Like if a car goes by, we all butt. We all go on two legs.
I thought also of, for example, that I could, for example, pull a rocking zebra. You know that?
Rocking horse.
Because it is so in, is so something not yet developed. This zebra thing, zebra crossing thing. So it is like symbolizing a bit like we are. It's like a child, this this whole thing. You know?
But you know that there is, see, I get confused. So there's zebra crossings, there's pelican crossings, and there's Benetian crossings. I don't know the difference. Do you?
Also, the pelican, I think, is with the push button.
Okay.
And that is anyway not the, that is not the future.
No.
The future is zebra crossing or... or no cars.
Yeah, in town. So, you know, like for me, it's sort of understanding the derivatives of what and knowing
why.
You know, for you with this, like before we get to the photography and the conceptual and the installation part of it, which where the fun is.
Yeah.
It's also understanding probably the law as part of your research.
Of course, yeah.
And I'd also want to make a suggestion, is only because I used to work with a blind man.
Yeah.
Visually impaired might not see this.
Yes.
So you'd have to have some sort of element like sort of braille.
That's what they have already. Mostly they have it.
You know, the brick work. Oh,
but then that they have, but nothing else.
No, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I think. That is just
even putting sound on them. Yeah. You know, like in Australia, you get
Exactly.
And then the sound changes for when it's time to go.
Yeah. You know, and in the UK, we get. Yeah. You know, I know it's a bit extreme in the UK, but timings to cross the line, you know, 5 seconds.
Exactly.
But again, I think this is a fantastic project.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and I had already this meeting I told you with this Nigel Jones.
Yeah, from how did it go?
Yeah, it was very good. He just talk. I did not have to ask anything.
Yes. Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
And so I heard a lot how this whole thing is working politically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because
you've got my vote.
So, and in the end, because then I also got a bit unsure about the whole thing, because yes, you need to know, you need to, what is then the future, you know, what, in which direction is also the world going?
Yeah.
You cannot think, oh, you want to promote this and then it's not, you know.
Totally.
But I think it is going into the direction of slowing down.
Yeah.
Pedestrians first.
Cycle lanes everywhere. Exactly. You know, electric cars, like slowing down, you know, like definitely green lanes, lowering zones. So definitely you've got the heart of this. Mm. What you need to start thinking about as well, as you go along with this, is as an exhibition, how do you want to exhibit?
Mm.
You know, is it going to be just a series of photographs?
Mm.
You know, which is absolutely fine, you know, because you'll have so many, like, you know, that we then print large scale or we play with scale. Or is there going to be sort of an interactive element there?
Mm.
You know, if you are going to make a rocking horse to bring awareness, or, you know, a big zebra, is he the one that's going to be in the exhibition with some photographs? That could be amazing, you know. You know, like, it might be also a case of getting hold of an old rocking horse and pimping it up.
Yes, exactly. That would also be the sustainable part, not just buying something, but also not investing too much time into creating something new, because that is not the only part of the whole thing.
Exactly.
Because otherwise I lose a bit time to do everything. No.
No, exactly. So
that's what I also thought,
This is great.
Yeah.
Great.
Good.
Again, a little bit, what I'd give a little bit of advice with mood boards, which is a lot of people are sticking things on, which is great, and they look beautiful. But then as you sort of move forward with a mood board, you've got to say, why, what is that telling us?
Yeah.
Without words. Yeah, yeah. You know, why are you putting wood in this? You know, like that.
Will he be made of wood?
Yeah. You know, and I'm like, is this the fabric that you're going to make him out of? So again, it's like, if this is, you know, for this, for instance, is this what the zebra would be made out of if we're going down this?
Or is that what the protesters will be wearing?
Yeah, you know, like, is that? So again, when you're, and as you said, it's quite tricky getting your head around this, because you're basically making a visual interpretation of your idea.
Yeah, you are.
So really now, I would probably make another board where you've gone and taken some photos, you've raised, you know, you've put your... You know, you've put your money where your mouth is now, and it's like, this is the idea. Mm. This is me. Mm. I'm, you know, this is about zebra crossings.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do it in a really artistic and creative way. But I'm active. You know, it's activism without ramming it down your throat. Mm.
Yeah.
It's activism in an accessible way and a non
softer approach.
It's not telling people off.
No, I want...
It's bringing
exactly
in fun.
Yeah.
It's bringing in, like, education. Yeah. You know, it's creating a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really now being, like, sort of boiling that down and being like, you know, it's going to be a series of, you know, art photos to back it all up of this concept.
Mm.
You know, I'm going to document it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be my document. The documentation of this project is my project.
Yeah, exactly.
Is going to be the final show. Mm-hmm. You know, but no, it's exciting. And I do see the yellow and blue slipping in there. It's
yeah. This was also a little bit because of the
sky.
Just the colors I wanted to.
Yeah.
Not that I will use it, maybe. No, it was more a bit like the...
But again, you know, as a creative, you can exaggerate. You know, like it doesn't... You know, you can take a zebra and you can blow it up so it's so pixelated.
Yeah,
it
for example.
Over the next couple of weeks, this, you know, you're allowed to just play and flex with any angle on this as long as, you know, you're aware that if it's taking you off on a tangent, to come back to it, you know.
Yes.
It's... You know, but it can be as simple as getting like getting some of us in fancy dress outfits for a week, for a day.
I'll do it for you.
You know, I will. I'm quite happy to dress as a zebra.
Yeah,
and like,
do what you want.
And as
maybe more than one day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, or you know, again, like playing with dressing as a pelican on a pelican crossing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like and just before it all bubbles into the real idea.
Have some fun.
Or just crossings in general. Safe crossings. Like, you know, over here we've got lots of stuff for toads to cross.
And squirrels and ducks and geese, you know, like being, you know, again, all of it, you know, because
the fact is what you want to get across is how to cross safely.
Yes.
To cross something safely. Now that bubble down in its just simplest form, you can look, you can suddenly start looking at like, oh, how, oh, that's a safe crossing. You can start looking at bridges. Yeah. You can start looking at, you know, rope thingy, connections.
Stepping stones.
Stepping stones. You know, and building all those, like playing with black and white. Mm. Playing around with, because the reason it's black and white is because nature obviously is designed to alert.
Mm.
That is designed as in, like, that's nature's way of showing us, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So you can do a real nice investigation into... You know, warning signs in nature, like bees, wasps, you know, especially creatures that mimic other creatures, and looking at their markings and warnings and you know, sort of bringing that in of how do I catch people's attention and how do I get them across the road, you know.
Yep.
So definitely have a play with that. But no, I'm excited.
Me
too. So, no, Nina, you feel, you know, and do you feel confident in in where you're going? And
I think, sometimes, you know, that's exactly what I was thinking now in the last days. Style is me and what is not me, and you know, there I have to find a little bit this.
But Nina, your style, and this is the, you know, from an outside perspective, it's like your style's in everything.
You put your hand to anything, you.
You know, your style is there, you know, like, and even though you don't maybe are aware of it, we see a lot of students come through, you know, year after year, and it's the composition, it's the way things are placed, the execution, you know, your style's there, definitely. You know,
and thank you.
And considering these were your first and you struggled and you're like, you know, I think I, you know, if you can get along and sort of get to a point where you're like, this board has got all the information about my plan here, I don't even have to talk, then I know that you've conquered it.
Very good.
But I would just give some thought for next week and the next couple of weeks of what you're going to do in response, what your initial, whether it'll be going and taking photographs and being more photographic route for a bit.
Yeah.
It might be a case of, you know, collecting all the zebra crossings, or might be going to the archive and all the traffic, contacting traffic control, I don't know, getting maps, identifying, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I will do many things.
And then I know you will. Because it could be an extension then of, like, you know, like, I'm a great believer. Like, I live, you know, I did live in North Town, and like the need for green lungs.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like more green spaces, because there's nowhere in North Town, you know, to walk dogs and and stuff. And it's so important, all of this stuff. But no, thank you, Nina.
Yeah, thank you.
Wrap it up.
Thank you very much.
Otherwise.
Thank you.